Objective thinking. Decondition your mind. A prayer of the Prophet of Islam is as follows. O God, show me the truth in the form of truth and help me to follow it. And show me the falsehood in the form of falsehood and help me to avoid it. And show me things as they are. Shahr al-Muntaha al-Iridat, Volume 3, page 497. The most important quality in today's world is to possess objective thinking. This is taught in this hadith in the form of a profound prayer. In modern times, man often finds himself in situations where truth appears in the guise of falsehood, and falsehood is dressed up as truth. In this prayer, one seeks God's help to be saved from this grave error. In response, God may grant a person that rare insight which enables him to see things as they truly are, beyond appearances and biases. Right thinking leads to right action, and right action, in turn, leads unfailingly to success, not just in worldly affairs, but in moral and spiritual life as well. According to this prophetic supplication, human beings on their own are not naturally capable of consistently perceiving truth as truth and falsehood as falsehood. The root of this difficulty lies in conditioning. Every person is born into a particular environment and is shaped by it from the earliest days. During childhood, owing to mental immaturity, one readily absorbs the ideas, customs, and prejudices of one's surroundings without critical examination. This unconscious absorption is what we call conditioning. Upon reaching maturity, man must awaken his higher consciousness and take deliberate steps towards mental deconditioning. He must strive to lift himself to the level of as it is thinking, perceiving reality free from the distortions of bias, inherited notions, or group loyalties. The more knowledge and reflection a person gains, the stronger becomes his capacity to question conditioned responses and free himself from mental slavery. This deliberate effort gradually increases our conviction in the necessity of deconditioning and enables us to see things in their pure, uncolored form.